Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunyo Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. India reaffirms its commitment to an open and inclusive WTO-led trading system. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh says Operation Sindhu demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says Sundays on Cycle has become a movement in the country. And a rare total lunar eclipse to take place tonight at 8:58 p.m. across India. And now the news in detail. India reaffirmed its commitment to an open, fair and inclusive multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization, WTO. At the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Trade Ministers meeting held at Vladivostok yesterday, India also stressed the scope to leverage the SCO's collective strengths for shared prosperity. In a statement, Commerce and Industry Ministry said the country highlighted the need for export diversification, reducing dependency and building resilient supply chains. India also emphasized the importance of coordinated action to enhance trade flows, address vulnerabilities, and to support inclusive growth across the region. Representing the Commerce and Industry Minister, Additional Secretary Amitabh Kumar highlighted the importance of development-centered agenda that includes permanent solution on public stockholding for food security purposes, effective special and differential treatment for developing countries, and restoration of a fully functional two-tier WTO dispute settlement system. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has stated that Operation Sindhu demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy, OTA, in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. The parade marked the commissioning of 130 male and 25 female officer cadets into the Indian Army. At the OTA, 21 foreign cadets, including 9 men and 12 women from 9 friendly nations, completed their training. Air Chief Marshal Singh spoke about the evolving nature of modern warfare and the need for integrated responses. He stated that the lessons from Operation Sindhu proved the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force, and other national security agencies. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that Sundays on Cycle has become a movement in the country. He said to stay fit and promote Swadeshi, over 50 MPs participated in the event, spreading the message of Swadeshi to the nation. The minister said this while participating in Fit India, Sundays on Cycle with the theme of Garv Se Swadeshi in collaboration with Indian Railways in New Delhi. He said that the event was organized at more than 8,000 locations across the country. Mr. Mandaviya added that cycling is the message of Fit India. It is the best exercise and it is the solution to pollution. Talking about GST reforms, the minister highlighted that the GST on bicycles has been reduced from 18% to 5%. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. The eclipse will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. on September 8. This eclipse will be one of the longest in a decade with 82 minutes of totality, and the entire event will last over 5 hours. A lunar eclipse happens when the Earth comes between the Sun and the Moon, casting a shadow on the Moon. This can only occur during a full moon when all three celestial bodies are perfectly aligned. The red glow comes from sunlight bending through Earth's atmosphere. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd of September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms have reduced reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. The GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Let us have a look at the reforms undertaken for medical devices and equipments.
The GST Council, in its meeting on Wednesday, announced a series of tax reforms with multi-sectoral and multi-thematic focus aimed at easing tax burden and improving business conditions. The Council has announced a tax rate of 5% from the earlier 18% on all medical devices and instruments for medical, surgical, dental and veterinary needs, other than the ones that are exempted specifically. Additionally, tax rate on bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and other essential medical supplies has been slashed from 12% to 5%. GST has been reduced from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and from 5% to nil on 3 critical drugs used to treat cancer, rare diseases and severe chronic conditions. The reduction of GST on medical devices will lower the cost of healthcare and thereby benefit patients, particularly the poor, with Rishu Jaiswal, Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
An awareness program under the theme Choose Health, Not Drugs, Nasha Mukt Bharat is Our Duty, was organized yesterday at Wayanar Village. The program was an initiative of ESC Shamator Kodazo Swuro in collaboration with Village Council, Church, Youth and Students Community. Addressing the gathering, the ESC highlighted the importance of education and skill development and ensuring that the youth remain engaged in constructive activities and are safeguarded from the menace of drugs. He also called upon the Village Council chairman and members to remain well-informed about women-centric welfare schemes such as the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, which promotes institutional delivery and extends support to pregnant women. Ministry of Ayush recently hosted the Departmental Summit on National Ayush Mission, NAM and Capacity Building in States at New Delhi. The National Summit was aimed at strengthening National Ayush Mission, enhancing state capacity building and fostering collaboration among states and union territories to promote holistic healthcare. During the NAM Summit, State Nodal Officer, NAM, at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, Dr. Sekretur John, shared important insights on strengthening traditional healthcare systems.
We are very happy to be here for this departmental summit of our National Ayush Mission. Like, especially in Nagaland, we are yet to come up in many ways. And by attending this national departmental summit, we have learned a lot and where we can bring out our grievances, where there are a lot of challenges that we have to put forward. And apart from that, the solutions that we are getting, especially with the things that are happening in Nagaland, is like that of the manpower. Like we have faced some problems, especially getting the salary for the staff, especially for the integrated Ayush hospital.
District Administration Newland and District Hub for Empowerment of Women yesterday organized awareness session on women's safety at the workplace as part of ongoing 10-day special awareness campaign under Sankalp Initiative at DC Conference Hall, Newland. The session brought together individuals from various backgrounds to discuss and learn about promoting safe and respectful work environment. Resource person EAC Kelengunyo Solo delivered an informative and engaging talk on the theme, emphasizing the importance of women's safety and dignity in the workplace. She highlighted key aspects of Prevention of Sexual Harassment Act 2013 and Sexual Harassment Electronic Box SHE Box portal, educating the gathering on their rights and available resources. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab on Tuesday to review the flood situation. He is expected to personally assess local conditions and understand ground realities to ensure maximum support for the affected people. Punjab BJP President Sushil Jakhar confirmed the visit in a social media post. He said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Mr. Jakhar reiterated that Government of India stands firmly with people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. India reaffirms its commitment to an open and inclusive WTO-led trading system. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh says Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says Sundays on Cycle has become a movement in the country. And a rare total lunar eclipse to take place tonight at 8:58 p.m. across India. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.